Divine Office, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Shepherds watch a-keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Man. Shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh, come peasant king to enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Man.
From Tarshish and from the islands, kings have come to offer gifts to the Lord our King. From Tarshish and from the islands, kings have come to offer gifts to the Lord our King.
O God, give your judgment to the king, to a king's son your justice, that he may judge your people in justice and your poor in right judgment.
May the mountains bring forth peace for the people and the hills justice. May he defend the poor of the people and save the children of the needy and crush the oppressor.
He shall endure like the sun and the moon from age to age. He shall descend like rain on the meadow, like raindrops on the earth.
In his days, justice shall flourish, and peace till the moon fails. He shall rule from sea to sea, and the great river to earth's bounds.
Before him his enemies shall fall, his foes lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the sea coasts shall pay him tribute.
The kings of Sheba and Seba shall bring him gifts. Before him all kings shall fall prostrate, all nations shall serve him. For he shall save the poor when they cry, and the needy who are helpless. He will have pity on the weak and save the lives of the poor.
From oppression he will rescue their lives. To him their blood is dear.
Long may he live. May the gold of Sheba be given him. They shall pray for him without ceasing and bless him all the day.
May corn be abundant in the land, to the peaks of the mountains. May its fruit rustle like Lebanon. May men flourish in the cities like grass on the earth.
May his name be blessed forever and endure like the sun. Every tribe shall be blessed in him. All nations bless his name.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who alone works wonders. Ever blessed his glorious name. Let his glory fill the earth.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
From Tarshish and from the islands, kings have come to offer gifts to the Lord our King. Adore the Lord in his holy court. Alleluia.
Adore the Lord in his holy court. Alleluia.
O sing a new song to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. O sing to the Lord, bless his name.
Proclaim his help day by day. Tell among the nations his glory and his wonders among all the peoples.
The Lord is great and worthy of praise, to be feared above all gods. The gods of the heathens are not.
It was the Lord who made the heavens. His are majesty and state and power and splendor in his holy place.
Give the Lord, you families of people. Give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name.
Bring an offering and enter his courts. Worship the Lord in his temple. O earth, tremble before him.
Proclaim to the nations, God is king. The world he made firm in its place. He will judge the peoples in fairness.
Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad. Let the sea and all within it thunder praise. Let the land and all it bears rejoice. All the trees of the wood shout for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he comes. He comes to rule the earth. With justice he will rule the world. He will judge the peoples with his truth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Adore the Lord in his holy court. Alleluia.
Worship the Lord, all you his angels. Alleluia.
Worship the Lord, all you his angels. Alleluia.
The Lord is king. Let earth rejoice. Let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne, justice and right.
A fire prepares his path. It burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world. The earth trembles at the sight.
The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice. All people see his glory.
Let those who serve idols be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits, worship him.
Zion hears and is glad. The people of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord.
For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits.
The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked.
Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was
in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Worship the Lord, all you his angels. Alleluia.
The heavens proclaim the justice of God.
All nations shall see his glory.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rise up in splendor, O Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick black clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow, for the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you. Dromedaries from Midian and Ephah, all from Sheba, shall come, bearing gold and frankincense and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered for you. The rams of Nebaioth shall be your sacrifices. They will be acceptable offerings on my altar, and I will enhance the splendor of my house. What are these that fly along like clouds, like doves to their coats? All the vessels of the sea are assembled, with the ships of Tarshish in the lead. To bring your children from afar with their silver and gold, in the name of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, who has glorified you. Foreigners shall rebuild your walls, and their kings shall be your attendants. Though I struck you in my wrath, yet in my good will I have shown you mercy. Your gates shall stand open constantly. Day and night they shall not be closed, but shall admit to you the wealth of nations and their kings in the vanguard. For the people or kingdom shall perish that does not serve you. Those nations shall be utterly destroyed. The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress, the plane, and the pine, to bring beauty to my sanctuary and glory to the place where I set my feet. The children of your oppressors shall come, bowing low before you. All those who despised you shall fall prostrate at your feet. They shall call you City of the Lord, Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Once you were forsaken, hated, and unvisited. Now, I will make you the pride of the ages, a joy to generation after generation. You shall suck the milk of nations and be nursed at royal breasts. You shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. In place of bronze, I will bring gold. Instead of iron, silver. In place of wood, bronze instead of stones, iron. I will appoint peace your governor and justice your ruler. No longer shall violence be heard of in your land, or plunder and ruin within your boundaries. You shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. No longer shall the sun be your light by day, nor the brightness of the moon shine upon you at night. The Lord shall be your light forever. Your God shall be your glory. No longer shall your sun go down or your moon withdraw, for the Lord will be your light forever, and the days of your mourning shall be at an end. Your people shall all be just. They shall always possess the land. They, the bud of my planting, my handiwork to show my glory. The smallest shall become a thousand, the youngest a mighty nation. I, the Lord, will swiftly accomplish these things when their time comes. The word of the Lord. Arise, shine forth, Jerusalem, for now your light has come. The glory of your God has risen upon you. All nations will walk in your brightness, and kings in the splendor of your dawn. The glory of your God has risen upon you. A reading from a sermon by Saint Leo the Great, Pope. The loving providence of God determined that in the last days he would aid the world, set on its course to destruction. He decreed that all nations should be saved in Christ. A promise had been made to the holy patriarch Abraham in regard to those nations. He was to have a countless progeny born not from his body, but from the seed of faith. His descendants are therefore compared with the array of the stars. The father of all nations was to hope not in an earthly progeny, but in a progeny from above. Let the full number of the nations now take their place in the family of the patriarchs. Let the children of the promise now receive the blessing in the seed of Abraham, the blessing renounced by the children of his flesh. In the persons of the Magi, let all people adore the Creator of the universe. Let God be known not in Judea only, but in the whole world, so that his name may be great in all Israel. Dear friends, now that we have received instruction in this revelation of God's grace, let us celebrate with spiritual joy the day of our first harvesting, of the first calling of the Gentiles. Let us give thanks to the merciful God who has made us worthy, in the words of the Apostle, to share the position of the saints in light, who has rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. As Isaiah prophesied, the people of the Gentiles who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who dwelt in the region of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. He spoke of them to the Lord, the Gentiles who do not know you will invoke you, and the peoples who knew you not will take refuge in you. This is the day that Abraham saw and rejoiced to see, when he knew that the sons born of his faith would be blessed in his seed, that is, in Christ. Believing that he would be the father of the nations, he looked into the future, giving glory to God, in full awareness that God is able to do what he has promised. This is the day that David prophesied in the Psalms, when he said, "All the nations that you have brought into being will come and fall down in adoration in your presence, Lord, and glorify your name. Again, the Lord has made known his salvation. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice." This came to be fulfilled, as we know, from the time when the star beckoned the three wise men out of their distant country and led them to recognize and adore the King of heaven and earth. The obedience of the star calls us to imitate its humble service, to be servants as best we can of the grace that invites all men to find Christ. Dear friends, you must have the same zeal to be of help to one another. Then, in the kingdom of God, to which faith and good works are the way, you will shine as children of the light, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen. This is the glorious day on which Christ himself, the Savior of the world, appeared. The prophets foretold him. The angels worshipped him. The Magi saw his star and rejoiced to lay their treasures at his feet. God's holy day has dawned for us at last. Come, all you peoples, and adore the Lord.
The Magi saw his star and rejoiced to lay their treasures at his feet.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always. We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
And we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. O God, who on this day revealed your only begotten Son to the nations by the guidance of a star, grant in your mercy that we, who know you already by faith, may be brought to behold the beauty of your sublime glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.